Please enter your pack number at the tone. Your call is being processed.
Hi, Pooh. How are you, honey? Thank you. Sweetheart. Hello?
You have a prepaid call. You will not be charged for this call. This call is from
Leslie Mauer,
an inmate at a federal prison. Hang up to decline the call or to accept. Dial 5 now. If you wish to...
Hi, Tony.
Hi, sweetheart.
How are you doing?
I'm doing as good as I can.
Oh,
how
no.
are you doing?
Oh, the mainly? Same. The same.
Oh, see, my
you?
Heart.
Oh, my gosh. I know.
It is bleeding for you.
Oh, my gosh.
And...
Listen, I don't know what to do. They're just Bob's making some very rash decisions. I guess you've heard.
Oh, I had words with him, yeah.
And oh, really?
Yeah, I called him up and I said, Bob, this is not your decision. We are doing what your mother wants. And you know what? They are her grandchildren, and she loves them. And he's got a vendetta going, and you say the word D, and it will... But I think it's silly to have security guards there to kick Derek and Tommy out. That will be a news media frenzy. I mean, there's going to be news media there, and to do that is going to bring negative attention to Family Feud in the Mauer family.
Handle it, Tony.
And then we're going to...
You're
going to
be here tomorrow, aren't you?
I will be there.
Okay. Yeah, you need to call Bob, and you need to tell Bob... Everybody, this has so been alert that not one person should be afraid for their life because it's too much. I mean, there's not going to be any more problems
No. Because
there's too much that's going on. We all have, you know, different suspicions of here or there or whatever, but now is not the time to sever relationships for the rest of my life.
No.
I want what I want, and I said what I wanted, and it's got to go. Bob just can't see it. Bob just can't see it. But
no.
You know what? Let's don't be stupid and play our hand.
No. Oh, Dee, this is the worst. I said...
We can't play our hand right now if we're ever going to play it.
No.
Now isn't the time.
Barry was in agreement. I called him first. I said, Barry, we are doing what your mother wants, not what we want, not what we are doing. We got our marching orders, and that's what we're doing. He said, well, I agree with you, but I said, I'll call Bob. And Bob says, they're smirking at school there. Well, Dee, you know what?
I don't care.
Those grandkids, I don't believe it.
I don't believe
it. They love you with all their heart.
Oh, they love Ken.
And they love Ken. And the thing about it is, Tommy can be a bastard, but he doesn't tell his kids how he feels. And so he's not telling them anything negative about anything.
Well, you know, the things are getting printed up and everything because we've got a time and date and everything.
Yeah.
And I want... what I want. So you're just going to have to tell Bob.
I will. I will call him and I will.
Because I don't know who's doing it. And then call Barry and just say, and when are you guys leaving? Are you guys leaving today?
Yeah, we're leaving this afternoon.
Okay.
We'll be there. And Mom is coming.
Yes.
And Shari and Ron.
Yes.
And I told Shari, I said, we know Ron and Dee, you know, have a relationship. You know, I mean, as far as love, like a brother love.
Exactly.
I said, I'll walk away. Mom will walk away, but first off, Mom has to have her time with Dee. We'll walk away, and she'll be good. I know she will, Dee.
Okay.
She doesn't, I'll whisk her out into the parking lot and sit in the car.
Okay.
I will do that.
Yeah. Just, I told Bart last night, I said, Bart, you do what you think is best then under these circumstances, and he's just as bad as Bob.
Oh,
we're playing off each other. So you need to call Bart for me, and his number is, I think it's 368. I'm not, no, 836-2016.
836-2016.
You call Bart and you tell him, Bart, I just got through talking to Dee Dee, and she cannot do this to her family, and there's not going to be anything that's going to happen right now because there's too much going on.
Yeah, we don't want
you need to, if I never speak to anybody again, if I have issues with boys or anything, you know, whatever.
This call is from a federal prison.
That's
Now is not
no.
that time. And
indeed.
I do not want to sever relationships for the rest of my life in case we could be thinking wrong. Wonder
okay.
if we're wrong.
Yes.
So
I
you call Bart
you.
And just say, I've had a change of heart. I'm not going to let him make the decision. I'm making the decision. And the decision is they will be pallbearers. They will be honorary pallbearers. They will be there. Because
right.
I mean, if we find out later, okay, we find out later, Tony. But right now, wonder if it's all wrong. Wonder if we're all running on such high emotion. And right now, Bobby's very emotional because Rob has gone completely crazy, and you know.
Well, this is your call.
It is my call, and Bob.
It isn't, Rob, dear brother, Rob. But you know what? That's your husband. You have priority over anyone. And what you want, Dee, we're gonna do. And I can be a pit bull. I mean, I've already called Bob, and we had, you know, I just said, we're doing what your mother wants.
That's right.
And he said, this is what she wants. You talk to her tonight, and you tell her to call me. Did he tell you to call me?
No.
Yeah. Cause
I haven't talked to anybody, honey. Only just my attorney yesterday when he was telling me about this, and I said, you are talking on a federal phone. Don't say that. He goes, we can't even have an open casket. And I go, excuse me? Do you know what we're talking about? Went through the whole thing. And I said, you know what? Okay, but you're talking on a federal. You know, you may cause me so that I can't even come.
Mm-hmm.
Just please.
Please, yeah.
And it was almost like he wanted to. It was almost like he didn't want me to come because
and
I wanted to run the show.
I don't think Bob wants you to come, and it's only because he's worried for you.
Oh, and that is so
and
stupid.
I understand that, but it is stupid. It is stupid.
Totally 100% stupid.
And we're going to pray to God that window's still open, and we're going to get you here. If not, we'll take care of it, that you'll know everything that goes on.
Yes.
I've got my talk. I think that you'll like it.
Good. I want them to understand that they can't do this. They can't do this to me. I don't want to create any worse feelings than I've already got.
I will.
And this is my family, and I know Bob doesn't like that, but that is just too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because when a death comes, things just have to just be calm, cool, and collected.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you talked to Derek or Tommy?
Derek called me yesterday.
Was he nice?
And he was nice. I said, Derek, he raves on rambles. I said, Derek.
What was he raving on and raving on about?
Just, I never did anything to hurt Mom. I love my mom. I never, and people tell her things, then she believes them, then she's mad at me, and I never did anything. I said, Derek, your mom's pregnancy with you was her happiest. Raising you as a child was her happiest.
Good.
I said, you brought your mom so much joy and love in her life. I said, let's turn the page. But she needs to apologize for, I said, Derek. Do you hear me? Turn the page. The page is white. That's yesterday. Turn the page. And he did. He got it. He said, I do want to see my mom. I do love her. I will write her. I'm writing. The boys and I are writing right now. And they were hurt. Derek was hurt that in the paper it just had sons, Bob, Barry, Barry, Bob, and JJ. Tommy called Jamie last night, first time, and said, and was hurt. That's what he told her, too. He said, well, I guess Mom has three sons. And that's...
This call is from a federal prison.
That's not what we want to do. You know, not now. You know,
we don't want it now.
We fight our battles later. Let's get you home and let's do what we have to do.
Yeah, just... Tony, I don't mean for you to do this. I don't want there to be feelings. But I will call Bart Bailey, as soon as I get my 15 minutes up, and I will call him back, and I will tell him, you know, I left it up to you. I'm not leaving it up to you any longer. I've thought long and hard about this, and these are my sons, and I want them there, and I want everything on the thing. So Tony, just make it happen.
It will happen.
Make it happen.
If their names are not on the thing, there will be an insert that everybody will see.
If you even have to make it up.
Oh yeah, I'll do that in a heartbeat.
Okay. Just make
in a heartbeat.
Just
we'll
make sure that you and LaDonna even have to work on it or whatever they do. Just grab her.
Yes.
Just help me, Tony.
Oh, gee, I do.
They're trying to ruin for the rest. I mean, I understand Bob's pain and hurt, but you know what? It's me. I'm calling the shots. I told Bart to call the shots yesterday. I'm taking that back. I'm rescinding it. You tell him.
Oh,
call him up and tell him.
I will. And as soon as we hang up, I'm calling him first.
And then
I'm saying, you call Bob. I'm going to wait a few minutes, then I will call Bob. And I'll say, Bob, I love you dearly. I understand how you feel, but this is for your mother, not for us. This is your mother, and this is her wishes.
That's my wishes.
And it will happen, Dee. Trust me, it will happen.
But you've got to call Tommy, Tony, and you've got to call Derek, and you've got to let them know that I had nothing to do with the riot.
I don't think they know. Oh, with the paper?
With the paper. I had nothing to
do. I told them that. I told, well, not Tommy. I haven't talked to him. I told Derek. I said, Derek, your mom didn't write that. Your mom didn't write that. And
yeah,
so,
please
yes,
call Tommy and just say, your mom is so upset. Your mom called me. I'm going down there to see her for Thanksgiving. And your mom called me, and I told her what happened, and she was devastated. She had nothing to do with it. She didn't write anything, the whole nine yards. Just take care of it, Tony.
I will.
Thanks,
honey. And I'm sending you the obituary today.
Okay.
You know, just so you'll have it.
It wasn't nice, Tony.
A couple of magazines.
It sounds stupid.
It wasn't what you wanted.
Who wrote it?
Well, Jamie had your notes, and she didn't get there for an hour after the meeting started, or an hour and a half. And his family had kind of gone through and put down what their wishes were, not wanting to step on any toes when she did get there. We, you know, inserted a couple of
sure.
things, but yeah, it's and Bishop Washburn said that. He said, for families getting together like this, this has been the most congenial meeting we've had. At the grave, I've ordered 25 red and 25 white balloons. We're going to hold hands around the grave and sing good morning to you. You know how he loved that.
Yeah.
Auntie, I don't do this to hurt you, dear.
I know.
And then we're going to let Vivian's going to lead it, and then we're going to let the balloons go. And she said, Tony, I know my son was in fear. I know he was in fear before he died. And I said, no, I don't think Ken was in fear. Ken was a giant. He knew he could conquer any situation. Ken trusted people, and he thought everybody was trustworthy. I'm sure he thought, I can talk this idiot out of this. And I said, in my heart, I feel he had no fear. He had just... I'll talk him out of it. He's nuts.
Just get it handled.
I will.
Tony.
See, I will.
Okay.
I will.
And let my boys know that I love them.
I
just got through talking to your mother. She is devastated about what's happened, and she wanted me to tell you she loves you.
Yes, I will call them right now.
Call Bart first.
I'll call Bart first.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, dear. I love you.